You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate. Clean water turns 50 today. I'm David Brancaccio. It's the 50th birthday of the 1972 Clean Water Act, enacted 3 years after what was then a disgusting Cuyahoga River southeast of downtown Cleveland caught fire, and about a year and a half after the formation of the Environmental Protection Agency. The Landmark Act expanded federal protection for waterways and defined how we deal with sewage treatment in America. The milestone comes just as the U.S. Supreme Court considers limits to its reach. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more.
The years just before the Clean Water Act passed brought some pretty memorable images of polluted waterways.
Pollutants floating through water bodies, rivers on fire.
Catherine L. Kling studies the social costs of water pollution at Cornell.
So the Clean Water Act was a realization that the country did not want to live that way any longer.
Kling says the law has been pretty effective at improving water quality, which comes with a host of economic benefits, like boosting property values and recreation economies. Right now, the Supreme Court is considering the scope of the Clean Water Act. Ardeh Sadim is with the University of Michigan School of Law.
What's at stake is whether we're going to get a legal interpretation that reflects the science of water, the idea that water's connected.
Or whether the justices will exclude certain kinds of wetlands and streams from federal protections. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.
The November midterm election is 3 weeks from today. The economy will be evaluated differently depending on whether you've been looking for a new job or if you're just paying the bills. Let's consult Lindsay Piegza, chief economist and managing director at Stifel.
The latest employment report still showing that the U.S. economy is adding more and more jobs on a month-to-month basis. On the other hand, inflation remains near a four-decade high, with the more recent data showing the core CPI ticking higher to a new cycle peak. This is going to raise a lot of questions and concerns about the sustainability of the consumer and businesses going forward if prices continue to remain at these elevated levels.
Not everyone is searching for a new job every single day, but most of us are shopping and seeing the inflation every day.
That's absolutely right. Hardship is hardship for the average American, for the average American business, who's, again, shouldering these rising costs, the burden of higher costs, which is making it increasingly difficult to tread water going forward.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's take another economic pulse today with someone who's working to remove workforce barriers for people who've done their time in prison. Robert Rooks is CEO of the nonprofit Reform Alliance, which pushes for criminal justice reform. Good morning.
Good morning, David. Thank you so much for covering this important topic.
I used to work for a boss who would say all the time, we need to build for success. When it comes to job opportunities for people getting out of prison, do we build for success?
Unfortunately, David, we do not. There's much has been talked about regarding our labor shortage, and we absolutely do have a labor shortage. But I would argue that we also have a second chance shortage. Jobs mean so much for people with felony convictions coming out of the criminal justice system. Too many people are locked out simply because at some point in their lives, in their past, they were either locked up or were involved in the criminal justice system.
You mentioned the strong job market and all these employers complaining there aren't enough people to hire. That must have helped you make that case as you try to persuade more employers to hire people with prison records.
Even before the pandemic, formerly incarcerated people had an employment rate of around 27%. And being released from incarceration, people often owe upwards of about $13,000 on average in court fees and fines. So we're dealing with a structural problem, David. And we believe that in this current market where there's a labor shortage, where employers are looking for people to hire, that is a built-in, ready-to-go group of folks that want to work. And what we also know is that employer after employer who has made a commitment to hire someone out the justice system has talked about how they're their most committed employee, their hardest working employee, because they have an opportunity that others didn't give them.
If some employers are reluctant to hire, what about entrepreneurship? I mean, through online, there may be more options for self-employment. But the thing is, you often need startup capital for even a smaller business, and access to capital could be a challenge.
David, I'm so glad you mentioned this. Online entrepreneurship, e-commerce has provided new opportunities for everyone, including people with felonies on their record or people on probation or parole. And I'm excited about that because this is an opportunity for people to make money, earn, provide for their families and communities while at home. And they can set their own schedule based on what their needs are. And so we try to uplift entrepreneurship alongside of career placement in our work at Reform.
Robert Rooks is CEO of the nonprofit Reform Alliance, which focuses on criminal justice reform. Thank you very much.
David, thank you.
Also today, I talked to a realtor in Miami about his experience pushing to turn his life around after prison. It's streamable from marketplace.org if you missed that on the air today. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.